Hey there, are you searching the internet for ways to improve yourself? Are you starting to feel like you could be getting more out of life? Maybe it feels like something's missing. I've been there myself. So is it time to get a hold of some bad habits maybe that are starting to take a toll on your mental health? Some bad habits that are taking a toll maybe on your social life? Drinking, smoking, pornography, OnlyFans, marijuana, junk food, gambling. The list goes on. I've tried them all. Is it getting to a point then where you can't run anymore from the obvious truth? You aren't fulfilling your potential and you are wasting your time. This is a similar revelation and realization that I've had lately. I've been there. There's moments where I'm still there. You know, I reach for those cheap, easy ways to feel good, to distract myself from the fact that there are bigger and more challenging things out there that I am afraid of. But that desire that we feel to change, that desire to be different, that desire to improve, I gotta tell you, I find that this is actually just another distraction. So today I want to lay out a very simple concept. I call it binary entrapment. We're going to talk about this concept, and I think that it will shine a light on just how we sabotage ourselves and abuse ourselves through that tendency of saying, I need to be better. I need to be different. I need to be someone else. How can we be someone else? So I've started to see lately how I set myself up to fail by how I think, through my thoughts. And by starting to peel back the layers and just how deep this goes, the way I talk to myself, the mindset that I go into life with, I've started to come to a place of observing myself. You know, so often that voice is about the past, the future, the hypothetical. If I shut that off for a minute, where am I? I'm in the moment, observing myself. And then that desire to change, that desire to be different, it goes away, but we'll get there. But it was through this understanding of binary entrapment, the way I was thinking myself into defeat, realizing it, working with it, understanding it, I was permanently able to stop many of the harmful ways of living that I was engaging in. And it will help me going forward to continue that pursuit of stopping with the self-harm and the distraction. So this will be the first episode in a series of four. We're going to lay out the concept today, and then we're going to walk through in subsequent episodes a three-step process to get away from this self-abuse, to get away from this distraction, this desire to change. So in fact, understanding binary entrapment will then lead to that three-step process. And this is a process that anyone, I believe, can begin. In fact, if you can't begin this, I want you to let me know. I'd say if you have trouble starting this process, there may be issues around self-esteem, trauma, perhaps the ego is out of control. Anybody can understand this work. And this is the same process that I used to quit pornography use after a 15-plus year-long addiction, to get off and stay off marijuana for 4 years, and to stop mindless overeating. I've lost 40 pounds and counting using this process. So if you're ready then to stop all that searching, all that bitter and burning self-hate because you're not something else, someone else, if you're done listening to all the cookie-cutter advice, all the corny alpha male BS that doesn't take you and your life into account, I want you to keep listening because together we're going to begin this new way forward. Well, thanks so much for stopping by the Self Control Podcast. I'm glad you're here. If you're enjoying the content so far, if it feels like it's hitting home, please subscribe on your platform of choice and leave a review. You're going to want to be subscribed, in fact, because as I say, the next three episodes, I want to get those to you ASAP. They are going to walk us through this road to freedom. So let's get into it. I want to introduce this concept today. This is the concept that my big brain came up with. I think it's really going to help you. It really helps me when I'm in times of trouble, when I feel like I might relapse back into old addictions, when I look around and say, well, I'm not being productive, I'm distracted. I go back to this concept over and over, and I've developed it, and I want to share it. I call it binary entrapment. Now, what the heck is he talking about? What is binary entrapment? Well, this is a thought pattern, okay? It's a mindset. It's a way of thinking. It happens over and over in my mind. And I think if you were here, I bet that it happens in your mind too. So essentially, we create a binary. That is a two-part or a two-pole concept. We create this in our mind. We rule out, we ignore other possibilities. And in that way, we have trapped ourselves. In this way of looking at ourselves, we have greatly limited ourselves and our potential. So it's kind of like when you're at the barbecue, right? You can have hot dogs or you can have hamburgers. Well, what if you want chicken? Well, there is none. What if you want a Beyond Meat grasshopper sausage? What are you getting this? What the hell's wrong with you? Or like when we use the phrase self-improvement. What does improvement imply? That's right. It implies that you could be better or that you could be something else. And so here's where the entrapment comes in. Here's where we actually begin to abuse ourselves, distract ourselves, limit ourselves with this kind of talk. When we beat ourselves up for buying another pack of smokes, for hooking up with old what's-his-name, even though we said we were going to be done with that guy, we were going to swerve him or curve him. When we lose control and eat a whole box of cookies and skip out on our workout. When we say, who I am right now is bad, is wrong, is stupid, is not who I want to be, is lazy. And we say that I need to be someone else. I need to be different. I need to not be stupid. Look how we are framing our self-image. That is a trap. You're not what you want to be or who you want to be. And you're not where you want to be or who you want to be. So what are you then? Where are you then? In past episodes, I've called this negational thinking, right? You're negating yourself. I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not there. And it's still, to me, the foundation of how I've quit so many bad habits and so many addictions. And it's how I find the courage to look myself in the mirror when things aren't going my way, when I know that I have not been productive, when I have not taken ownership, when I have not come through. And I see now how we can defeat ourselves with this kind of thinking. We've lost before we can even begin. When I speak this way, I have trapped myself in the negative, in the knot, in the emptiness, in the black hole of all these desires, right? I'm not strong. I'm not tough. I don't make enough money, right? How is that any way to look at yourself? And you might say, well, it's just a way of talking. It's just the reality of the situation. Okay, but if the reality of your situation hurts, you might want to examine the words you're using to build the world that you live in. You see what I mean? Ask yourself, are you framing your self-image based on what you are not and where you are not? Addiction and bad habits are one of the primary symptoms and primary ways of being when we are thinking this way. I don't want to live in the present, so I distract myself with that addiction. And then we say, oh my God, I got to quit this addiction. Constantly pulled between the two poles of the binary. By creating that hot dog hamburger binary when you really want chicken or grasshopper sausage, I'm not judging. You never get the chicken. You never get the sausage. You never get the salad. You never get the beans when you're staring at the hot dog and running from the hamburger. You say, oh God, I need to change. I got to throw out these cigarettes. I got to ghost old what's-his-name. I got to go to the gym and go as hard as I can for the first time in a month and then come home and then I can eat. I can eat 3,700 calories a few hours before bed. All of that is self-abuse. And, you know, I was the same way, I'll tell you. All those years smoking pot, and every so often I'd have an attack of guilt, right? That I was hurting myself, hurting my health. You know, my parents would find out and it'd be disappointed in me. So I just stopped cold turkey, right? But what good is stopping cold turkey? It never lasted, brother. Why not? Because I'd simply just shifted to the other side of the binary trap. I went from smoking weed to self-medicate my trauma, medicate my wounded ego, distract myself from actually, you know, living life, to quitting weed, quitting smoking weed, cold turkey, temporarily, because I felt bad and believed I was wrong. But let me tell you this, I really believe this. Running from an addiction, running from a bad habit out of guilt, out of peer pressure, out of what you think it will get you, is just as bad as the addiction itself. We need to, or I need to, and I would like to share with you this idea that we need to break out of the binary trap, stop abusing ourselves with negative language, and go much, much deeper. One of my favorite musical artists, the late, great Levon Helm, in one of his more obscure solo albums, had a song in which he sang, "Banging your head on the bell of abstention won't grant you no freedom. It won't make it rain." That's exactly what I'm talking about here. To quit an addiction without fully understanding why you're addicted and how it has come into your life and what it will look like to change. To just quit out of fear, to quit out of frustration, to quit because you think that's what others want of you, is no different than being addicted. And it's more than addiction. It can be that self-sabotage, right? It can be that way that we distract ourselves. It can be that way that we tell ourselves to play small, to not try, to not have the hard conversation. Oof. Something I'm working on right now. So in the next three episodes, then, I will roll out a three-step plan to help you at least understand what it is that I do to break out of this binary trap, to identify it in my life and to create alternatives, to create a solution. You have a bad habit you want to get rid of. You have a habit of talking to yourself in an abusive way. You self-sabotage. You don't do what you believe you should do. You don't pursue what is meaningful to you. This can be a start. Now that process will involve journaling, goal setting, mindfulness, self-observation, self-reflection. And if you're saying, those are all things for nerds, I don't partake in any of that. I don't know how to write. I can't write. I can't think. I can't. Well, I can't tell you what to do. But like I said, if the reality that you live in, and remember, we build our reality with our thoughts. If the reality that you're living in hurts, it might be time to start trying some things you haven't tried yet. Going deep on who you are, not out of fear, but out of curiosity about what really lies within. So those three episodes are coming over the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, let me leave you with this. Start to pay attention to the voice and the words that you use when you are talking to yourself about your habits or about your anxiety or about your procrastination. Pay attention to how you talk to yourself, because how you talk to yourself is how you build the world around you. I think you'll notice, as I have, an obsession with wanting to be something or someone or somewhere else. You know, I had a major chip on my shoulder, and I still do. But I'm starting to learn to be at peace and be at a place of acceptance with myself. Still driven, still want, still know I can be more, but I don't frame it in the way where I'm not. I don't hurt myself with the words I use, at least less and less. And so if you're interested in this concept of how you talk to yourself, finish this episode and then scroll back one episode to the episode from earlier this week. I talk more specifically about the two ways in which you can actually begin to improve the voice that you use to talk to yourself. Because it is that very tendency to talk to ourselves in an abusive way, to set ourselves up in a trap that leads to bad habits, that led to addiction, it led to unhealthy living, at least it did for me. Wanting to be pain-free instead of understanding where the pain came from. Distracting myself from the challenges of life instead of facing them head-on. Mindlessly overindulging myself instead of listening to what my body actually wanted. But it is just as abusive and frantic to want to quit all that because of guilt, because of shame, because of the pain it caused. It never lasts when we just rush to change. So start to listen to that voice that says, run, 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 change, 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 hide, hide, hide. Start to see if you can stay right there in the moment, even for just a moment. and let that discomfort wash over you and follow it. That's what we're going to talk about. Talk to that voice and say, no more running, no more change, no more guilt. It's fleeting. You can never grab onto it, right? It keeps on pushing you. Right here in the moment is where we can deal with who we are, but that anxious running to the next. I'll quit this, I'll quit that, I'll try this, I'll try that. Distractions, all of them, they don't exist. You're running into a pretty dark future, if you ask me. That distraction of needing to change, that distraction of needing to be somebody else, is always pushing us to the future and away from the present. But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, and if you take nothing else, take this. If you are so certain that you're in the wrong place now and you need to be somewhere or something else, well, how accurate or how right is your concept of the future? And how accurate and how right is your concept of where you need to go? You're in hell now, you're running now. To what? You're imagining somewhere better? How much better could it be if it's being conceived by you now in this hell you're living in? What kind of a future are you imagining now in the hell you're in? And is that really where you want to go? Once I stopped running from myself and started sitting and observing, then the real work began, right? That childish, fearful, frantic running and hiding and distracting, once that could be reduced and I began to sit and observe, then the real work began. Then the freedom from guilt and shame and low energy, it all came closer and closer. The pieces started to fall into place. And look, I'm no guru. I still make mistakes. I still fail. Still fall short, but taking major steps when I stopped running. How about that? I took major steps when I stopped running. And so over the rest of this month, I'm going to go into exactly what that work looks like. I'm going to take you through it. I want to hear from you, right? My Facebook profile, my Instagram address, they're right there in the show notes. We could talk for an hour if you want about this work. Maybe you'd like to come onto the show and talk about it. We're going to talk about some work that I really believe anybody can do. This next series of episodes is about working to find ways of accepting ourselves and developing ourselves, not just running and hiding out of self-loathing. And if there's things you want, there's things you want to try, you can do it. This is not passive acceptance or giving up or taking the easy way. It's not some 12-step BS. This is, for me, the road to freedom. And I think you'll be surprised, as I have been, just how much you can really accomplish if you're willing to be in the here and now, while responsibly taking time to think about your past and the future, not running blindly to it or from it. Creating that portrait of yourself, that clear portrait, that's what this is about. So if you're looking forward to getting on the road with me, trying this journey out for yourself, please subscribe here, leave a review, stay in the know, stay in touch. You can get in touch with me anytime. And we're going to keep rolling on down this road. And until we speak again, please remember that better is possible.